Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, one of the greatest reasons that men are increasingly going their own way these days is because social media has inflated women's egos so much that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. A girl gets 1,000 likes on her picture, but what she doesn't realize is that each guy is clicking like on pictures of 300 different women. We're now living in a world where a man that's an 8 can get stood up by a woman that's a 5, because she has too many options. Moving on, this woman looks mighty happy that her third date of the evening is driving her home. This is why you shouldn't be paying for first dates, because women are stacking multiple ones in the same night. For some reason, is it my imagination or does it look like she's wearing a wedding ring? The first date paid for dinner, the second date paid for drinks and was the emotional tampon, and the third date will take her home for the pounding needed after that emotional dump. Number three, someone says that Caitlyn Jenner is out there looking like she's married to Al Bundy. Whoever did this, don't ever disrespect Katie Sagal like that again. I did for a split second think that it was actually her. Either that or Steven Tyler. But we all know that even AI has higher standards than this. The only reason that Caitlyn Jenner is even around is because AI missed her with every bullet so far. Peggy Bundy might be a skank, but at least she was a real woman. Up next, is this a win or a loss? This man refusing to marry his girlfriend because she has $15,000 worth of credit card debts. I think that men choosing not to get married is the most important part in all of this. That he's just using the debt as an excuse to get out of a bad engagement. Also, never just stops in $15,000. Marrying her is going to drag him into an abyss of debt. So I think this is the smartest decision he's ever made. Number 5, the US Treasury shows an unexpected surplus in June, thanks to all the money that it's collected through tariffs. It's like the old Polish scarf trick. How do you make the scarf longer? You cut a foot off one end and then sew it to the other. The Trump tariffs are just making life more expensive for ordinary Americans and then using the money to continue paying them social benefits. It's just another inflation or sales tax, and most people are just dumb enough to believe that it's a good thing for them. Moving on, looks like Tom Cruise scores again. This time he's with Ana de Armas. I can't believe that she's already 36. He could go for much younger, but I think she's a great beard for him. Especially when she finds out that he's gay and has a dungeon full of dong in the basement. I think the plan is to knock her up though, because she's in the baby rabies stage, and he looks like he's about to enter the wrinkly phase. She even says that she wants to be a mom. Number 7, this New York Crimes article says that the solution these women came to in order to find better housing was to live with complete strangers. So I guess the New York Times discovers roommates. Please will someone give them a slow golf clap to celebrate? Maybe we can make a sitcom out of this and call it Friends, because people would definitely watch it. If there were three strangers living together, maybe they could call it Three's Company. Also, where's the Chinese lesbian? This group is not diverse enough. Up next, looks like it's over for most young people, because the median age of homebuyers now is 56 and it was 31 back in 1981. Yet boomers will still tell you that housing was unaffordable when they were younger, and that they paid 20% interest rates on $50,000 worth of house for only a year or two. Oh, the humanity. Meanwhile, they pulled the housing ladder up with them, and the Trump tariffs will squeeze young people even more, so they can keep their entitlements just a little bit longer. Number 9, someone wants people to explain to him why women don't chase after the nice guys and why they don't get the tingles for them. They do get the tingles for nice guys, nice-looking guys. But guys they don't find attractive, they know their mind is telling them to be with them, but their cooch is still hungry for a chat. Men find the majority of women attractive for sex and procreation, while women only find a minority of men fit for that. Men don't understand that women are far more picky. Moving on, many people still can't believe that Italians moved from here, the Italian Alps, to New Jersey. Why wouldn't they? After all, there's very little economic activity here unless you want to herd goats or farm. Also, I don't think it was primarily these Italians that left the Alps to go to America. It was mostly those from Sicily and Napoli. Even when they came to America, they still could have moved to Wyoming but decided to stay in the New York area. Number 11 is a truth that looks don't matter as long as you keep her locked up long enough, like in Beauty and the Beast. I don't think so. This is a fairy tale for men to convince us that looks don't matter, and that women will love us for what's on the inside. It's a male romantic fantasy. It also helps when you're a rich beast with a castle and magical servants. The status of him being royalty might also be enough to cancel out looking like a monster. Up next, some people say that Macron married a dude, but this is ridiculous. She looks so pretty here. If I was drinking water when I saw this, I would be spitting it up. Bonus points if you get the reference that that's actually Uncle Fester in a wig. I think we're having way too much fun on Twitter X, and the elites will get pissed off enough one day that they might just decide to take it away from us. Number 13, here's the difference between what people believe they need and what they actually need. Why not aim to have both? Besides, I don't want to work in a garden all day. That looks like a lot of backbreaking labor with no mechanized farm equipment. And besides, the majority of the produce you grow in your yard is low in calories. It's not grains, potatoes, and meat in most cases. It just supplements your diet, and sometimes it's just cheaper to buy those things at an organic farmer's market instead. Moving on, this woman says that this boy can't write No Girls Allowed on his play fort, because the playground is for everyone. Fair enough, but in general, men and boys aren't allowed to have their own places, and either have to remain supervised at all time by females, or they get excommunicated from all social circles just in case the men that are being monitored realize there's more freedom being alone. American boys can't even have Boy Scouts anymore, as they now allow girls into the Boy Scouts too. Number 15, someone asked the important question to name something a Democrat does better than a Republican. My first response was to say cry. You especially saw that when Trump won. Other things they do better is cheating on elections by using dead voters. They're also great at bribing voters with their own money by introducing things like welfare and Social Security. And finally, they're really good at letting their wives have boyfriends. Up next, why do Haitians risk their lives sailing through 900 kilometers of shark-infested water to get to America when Cuba, a socialist paradise, is just 1/10 the distance away? Every socialist out there thinking that communism is better should think about this. Also remember that Haitians ended all the European people living in that country centuries ago. They should have heaven on earth without the white people there to oppress them. Why isn't it Wakanda yet? Number 17, meanwhile in San Francisco, someone decided to put some glowing eyes on a statue of Gandhi. Now he almost looks like a Mothman or something. Either that or he's a Bitcoiner with those laser eyes. I'd imagine Indians weren't too happy with this being done to their hero. Grok says it isn't real and that it was a joke from 2019. But it wouldn't be that difficult to do if someone out there's interested. Moving on, here's how much the world hates males. Priests in South Africa are doing a mass circumcision ceremony, even though 93 boys were killed during the last one. They call it a sacred tradition. Imagine the outcry if there was a ceremony out there where that many young females died. There would be armies sent to stop it. Then again, that's doubtful because females are aborted all the time in China and India, and no one bats an eyelash. Number 19, I'm kind of confused. Is this woman scared or turned on by these bears? Then again, maybe both go hand in hand. I think it's more of a turn-on, though, because the bears are taller. Besides the height, this graphic illustrates perfectly why women prefer bears to men. They're unemployed, muscular, don't raise their own kids, and are extremely violent with multiple baby mamas. Up next, which one would you pick? Guaranteed $1 million or a 50-50 chance of 100 million? I'll take the 50-50, because as of now, the $1 million won't change my life all that much. Which one you pick depends on how comfortable you are currently. If you're broke, take the million, and your life will change dramatically. If you're already a millionaire, then play the odds. Number 21, Adam 22, is at it again, saying that he wants to smash Gorlok the Destroyer. If he does, then he's gay, because sir, that's an obese male. This is probably just for attention or rage bait. I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is there's a lot of pain in this man's eyes, and he looks like he's rapidly aging off a cliff in only a few years. And that's with all the sexual hedonism he can handle. Maybe he already smashed Gorlok and Lena won't let him back in the house or something. Moving on, here's more anti-manosphere content in Australia, saying that it's fueling misogyny in Australian schools. Men build civilization, and now that it's built, and we aren't needed anymore, they're trying to destroy our masculinity. Boys are looking up the feminist agenda and learning about male and female nature so that females no longer have the advantage over them. Men are controlled through ignorance about the opposite sex themselves. For the first time in history, women can't control the narrative thanks to the internet. Number 23, here's the dumbest case for communism that I've ever seen. That before class society, humans lived in egalitarian communities that shared everything. This is all fine and good until the men from another tribe came in and ended you so they could take your women for themselves. They definitely didn't want to share them. They make it look so idealistic being a caveman, but you risk your death through starvation, illness, and injury. All takes civilization instead. Up next is Redditor meets two white South African refugees and wants them deported immediately. Why does Boston get competent refugees like this while the rest of the country gets all those idiots? As for being in Boston, these poor Afrikaners went from the frying pan into the liberal hellhole fire of Boston. They better move to a red state where they'll be far more welcome. I would also rather deport this woman to Africa instead of the happy South African couple. Number 25 and the last one, aren't you just looking forward to the new Link and Zelda film as much as I am? Nintendo isn't going to mess it up. They did a decent job with the Mario film and their Super Mario World theme park is a success. They haven't fallen to woke because they're Japanese-owned intellectual property. And they want to make actual profit unlike American companies. Also, here's what it would have looked like if it was being made back in the 2010s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.